on the news line with us now. We're going to call him the man of the hour. If you're a fisherman out there, an angler, male or female, Timothy Schaefer is executive director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. You bet. Thanks for having me on.
I do appreciate that. Tell us about this early opening of the trout season. Sort of give us a glimpse of what had to happen to make that happen yesterday.
Sure. So, yeah, so if your listeners are trout anglers out there, they'll know that our opening day had been scheduled for April 18th, and there had been concerns about the typical crowds that we see on opening day. The concern was certainly not for fishing. Fishing has been a permissible form of outdoor recreation under the governor's orders. And we felt, and after consulting with the governor's office, with the Department of Health, our partners at the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, it was determined that the best decision would be to open the season midweek, as we did yesterday, and try to smooth out that opening day pressure. There's no rush to get out. You don't need to just plan to be out for one day and that's it. You could go today, go tomorrow, you go the next day, whatever suits you. Spread out. The fish have had time to spread out. We're asking the anglers to do the same thing.
Well, I got to tell you, we got a lot of complaints here. We happened to announce it during our talk show, which was underway. So, of course, the vocal minority get to voice their displeasure right away. A lot of our listeners says, look, I'm essential. I'm at work. This is going to kill me. By the time I get out, which might not be till Saturday or maybe even Sunday or even later, you know, this favors people who are furloughed or laid off and kills people who are essential employees.
Yeah, well, I'd say that there's plenty of fish out there. A lot of people do just fish the opening day. But again, there's lots of fish in the water, lots of great streams to fish in Pennsylvania. So regardless of which day you get out, you can be sure to have a good time.
Now, are you doing the restocking? I haven't seen a schedule. This is not to say there isn't one out there, but...
Yes. Yeah, so this year we're actually not posting our stocking schedule this year. That's just another measure that's unprecedented this year in an effort to not direct people to specific bodies of water. We also didn't have volunteers help us stock this year. We're intended to get back to normal next year when we have other circumstances. But no, we will not be stocking or posting the stocking schedules this year on our website as we normally do.
Tell me how fishing will be changed for folks. I am not beneath every so often going to a fishing hole that's elbow to elbow and enjoying some freshly placed trout there, especially the big silver ones. But tell us about all the different changes you'd like to see happen.
Yeah, well, the main thing we're asking people to do is to abide by the social distancing guidelines that they're practicing in the rest of their lives. A couple of good tips is if you get to a spot you're going to fish and someone else is there, choose another spot. There's plenty of great places to go. We're also advising people, it's sort of a rod rule, we're calling it, if you could stretch your arm out with a fishing rod and can't touch anybody, that's a good distance to stay away. So something everybody's got a rod in their hand, and you can spread it out. You're in good shape. I'm also saying to folks that, fishing is an inherently self-policing activity. It's an inherently ethical activity. And we would ask the anglers to practice the social distancing just like they would any other good behavior when they're out on the water.
Should I wear my mask while I'm fishing?
That would be advisable, yeah. I mean, the governor is asking folks to wear masks when they're out, so... that would be, wearing a mask would be a great idea.
Now, one of the elements, we did receive your news release yesterday from Mike Parker, who's done a fabulous job keeping us informed about all these changes this year. This is just the latest of the changes, this early trout opener. So we appreciate that. He notes about not driving a ton of miles to get where you're going to go fish. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're asking folks to fish close to home. I mean, that's been a request all along, is just to not have non-essential driving. We do fishing as well as other forms of outdoor recreation, whether it's going for a jog or a hike or a walk, is a permissible activity. So if you're going to do that, we just ask you to do it close to home. And again, there's lots of great opportunities to fish all throughout Pennsylvania, as your listeners know.
What sort of a guideline? Give me an idea of what you mean close to home. I mean, I might drive 30 miles if with a bunch of fellas to go fishing, but a lot of folks just walk right outside of Sunbury, so you got everything in between.
Yeah, so I know one thing we're not asking folks not to do is to drive with a carload of fellas this year. I'm asking folks not to carpool, just like we're asking people not to carpool for any activity. Our partners over at DCNR have been suggested to people to recreate 15 minutes from home, and that could be a really good guideline. So if you think about a fishing opportunity 15 minutes away, that would be a great place for you. We also remind people that it's not just about trout fishing. Even before yesterday, whether you're going for panfish or other species, you've been allowed to fish for them throughout this time. And so consider some of those species as well.
So you're encouraging folks to maybe try bass fishing if they're not a bass fisherman, that kind of thing?
I'd say whatever suits you, whatever you're interested in, or whatever's most normal, or whatever you can do.
And this carpooling idea, I believe you're talking about to try to stick with people that are in your household?
Absolutely, yeah. If you could just stick with your family unit. One of the things that we did also cancel this year was our Mentored Youth Trout Day, which is where we open trout season a week early, and it's by definition a group activity where an adult mentor and a youth will be able to go fishing together again a week before the season starts. The reason we canceled that this year is because that is an inherently group activity where you'll have, say, an uncle or an aunt that'll take a niece or a nephew from another part of Pennsylvania or another state. They'll go together, and it won't be just your immediate family unit. So we didn't want to have that happening this year. For any folks that may have purchased, about 2,500 people that purchased our $2.90 youth fishing license, letting people know we will honor all of those next year. So hold on to them. And when we have our Mentored Youth Trout Days next year, you can use that permit next year, and it'll be valid then.
Okay, so that sort of satisfies that. Might have been a little bit of a grumble there. And really, mm-hmm. The worst part about this is a lost opportunity. Generally speaking, the number of people fishing is declining. What's your reaction? You think this will kind of take a deep hit there?
You know, well, we saw, last year we did see a little bump up in the number of licensed anglers in Pennsylvania. I think people want to get outside. People want to recreate in the outdoors. You can do so safely. I mean, the great thing about fishing is, as we said earlier, sort of by definition and by design, you do it by yourself. And so will the numbers go up? Will the numbers go down? I guess we'll wait to see. What we're focused on right now is not the numbers. We're focused on the safety of the activity.
How have license sales been lately?
Yeah, well, right. We going into the regular trout season, we were up about 10-15% at the end of last week. We were down close to 20%, which was not surprising because we would have had the early opening day in southeastern Pennsylvania. So it was expected that the sales would have been down given the delay of the season. So we're down. That's sort of to be expected at this point. We'll see where things are. As you head into the summertime, this will also be an opportunity to remind people that you've got, again, great fishing opportunities throughout the year. It's not just focused on that opening day of trout season. Trout fishing opportunities last well into the spring, into May in some areas, roll into June, into the summer. Again, if you can't get out, some of those folks you talked about won't be able to get out this week, tell them to be patient. There'll be plenty of fish for them when they do get a chance to get on the water.
At this point, the free fishing days are still scheduled?
Yeah, we've got those coming up later this year to coincide with Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July weekend.
All right, and all rules apply, even though you open the trout season early. You didn't change the licensing or trout stamp or anything like that?
No. One thing we did do is we made it easier for folks to get their license. Earlier this year, before we had ever even heard the word coronavirus, we eliminated the display requirement for fishing licenses. And one thing that's allowed us to do is to really, more than ever, promote online license sales. So you could go to fishandboat.com, which is our website, or our mobile app, which is FishBoatPA. Follow the links that are there, get your license online, and you'll be good to go as long as you have an image of that that you could show an officer if you'd be approached by anybody in the field.
All right, so that image is enough. So if, as long as I just save it on my phone, I'll be good to go.
You got it. Yep, that's right. You can also, another thing we've done this year, is we have a, if you don't have an ability to purchase a license online or can't get to a retailer, you could call a number that I'll give you, which is 814-359-5222. And we can walk you through getting the license over the phone.
How are tackle shops open? I'm ashamed I don't really know that answer.
Yeah, so I think some are, some aren't. It depends. You know, some will have other other items that they're selling. What we do, if anybody has any questions about which businesses are open, is best to consult the Department of Health's website, where they have lists of essential businesses.
All right. And one of the things that I always enjoy when I go fishing at a lake around here is the younger kids spend the first 5 minutes fishing, and then it's, the whole lake becomes a playground, not in the water, but on the shore, and they're running around and doing all that stuff. You're kind of discouraging this kind of free-for-all that the kids enjoy while they're all out in the outdoors like this?
Well, what we're asking, you know, again, we're asking folks to be responsible, and if you do have kids with you, try to, you know, keep them close to you. Have them be respectful and mindful of the personal space of others. And if you feel that you can't do that, I mean, maybe, you know, wait to go fishing until later this spring. Really, this is about practicing the same good behavior that you would in any other form of life right now. Fishing's a way to have a healthy, fulfilling outdoor activity, but just please, please, please do it smart.
All right. To that number again, if you need to call a phone number to get a stamp and a trout license, what's that number again?
814-359-5222.
All right. Fabulous. I have a couple listeners in our audience that say, well, Mark, if you don't do the part about not being able to use online, it won't be able to help me. So we'll reiterate that number again. Well, Tim, keep in touch. I hope to talk to you again this year under much different circumstances. Hopefully we'll be talking about a successful trout season, and by then we'll be well into bass and walleye and everything else. So thank you so much. Anything you'd like to mention? Maybe I didn't ask an important aspect of this.
No, nothing, but just to reinforce that, you know, there's no rush to get out to fish right now. If you do get out, make sure you just spread out and think about that rod rule of an arm stretched out with a fishing rod. And please, you know, anglers, as I said, they're inherently ethical, well-behaved, and we ask them to do the same at this point.
No rush to get out. Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm getting out ASAP. I hope to go out tomorrow afternoon. So, and
we'll
yeah, thank you. I'll do what I can about the 15-minute drive issue. That'll be another topic for me. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tim. Thanks for calling in today.
Yep, have a good day.
Thank you. That is Tim Schaefer, Executive Director of Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, of course, talking about the trout opening, which took place yesterday. So, well, we appreciate his explanation about all of that. We did get a lot of complaints yesterday about folks that say, well, you know, I'm a... Well, essential employee is one aspect of it, but they're just swamped at work, healthcare providers and business people. And I guess myself, I do have afternoons relatively flexible, so that should work out for me. But we'll talk about this again later today on the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark coming up. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise.